Hello, this is Meme Analysis, and today we are taking a look again at the memes of the week. Let's start from Massachusetts official, reposting a tweet from @RyanPosting. He says, "No way everyone has free will. Probably just me and a couple of my boys." This reminds me a lot of Aleister Crowley. Now, Crowley, like Nietzsche, would not say free will. He would say a strong will, a great will. But this is certainly a type of thinking that is very common in occultism. You know, only me and a few people are awake to the real truth, to the real way that things work. Yeah, and we, us dudes, we have the ultimate power of the universe, and we're going to change the world. I don't think this is even a bad mindset. I just think that it does tend to be a mindset among that type of dude. Around the type of dude that I am, to be a little honest. I would lie if I said I never felt that way before. But I don't think it's fully true. There are just a huge variety in the nature of wills. We can't all be meme analysts. From Juggalo Family Values, friend of the MIA pod, a picture of lots of fried fish, and it says, "Catholics be like, time for my sacrificial meal of penance." This is very real. This is very real. And very funny. Like, you know, Catholics on Fridays are not supposed to eat meat. They're supposed to, you know, not eat meat, but they're allowed to eat fish. And, of course, they make, you know, insane, savory, flavorful dishes with this fish. It is not really, like, you're not giving up much. And this just reminds me of the way that a lot of religion that believes in, like, really strict moral rules tends to just find outrageous ways to get around those rules. It's very silly, very funny. Like, I you know, very similar to the one that I talked about in the first one of these about the faceless Wojaks. Like, God is going to know anyway. You can't trick God. We have from dreamcore.png. It is a fairy godmother looking down on little fairies and children. It says, "And every day you stand outside, you're a kid again." This is true. This meme is a product of whimsy maxing. Every day that you stand outside, you can whimsy max. Never forget that you can just go, like, look. Did you just cringe at me playing in leaves? Cringe at me playing in leaves because your heart has turned to stone and you've lost the childlike wonder necessary to play with leaves. I beg of you, I ask you merely, play in the leaves just for a second. When is the last time you played in the leaves? There's a child inside you who longs. And every day that you stand outside, you're a kid again. Never forget. From Cursed Memes for You, we have John Lennon's Instagram saying in a DM, "Hello, this is John Lennon. The Beatles need $50 to make Get Back to. Imagine." This, I think, is a really good one. You know, it seems just initially to be kind of laughing at these spam messages that one gets from fake celebrity accounts, which is a really common thing. You know, you've got, like, there's popular ones with Keanu Reeves, there's somebody who's, like, talking to it. There's women that have been, like, sending money to fake accounts claiming to be actors that they're in love with. But this is where it really gets, I think, to a scarier point, which is not only people making fake accounts of celebrities, but the estates of celebrities making, like, holograms. You know, look at Marvel using, like, CGI, or Star Wars using CGI to make dead actors and actresses appear. That's what this is. That is Instagram John Lennon begging for $50 is, you know, CGI Carrie Fisher appearing in Star Wars. Or, to be honest, John Lennon tape being used to make Now and Then. Little bit of a money grab, I'm sorry to say. I don't think it's a bad song, but it is a money grab. We have another from Massachusetts official. It's a tweet from @PoisonJr. Going down to my dungeon to check on my legion of the undead that I'm trying to teach how to post, and frowning maternally as I watch one of my little zombies belaboredly type, "Damn it, feel good to be a gangster," and fall off his chair. Beautiful. This, I think, is very good. As somebody who has tried to make posting farms, there is definitely... It's very hard. It's very difficult to get people to have the taste to post, to get people to write. And this really is the work. You know, I guarantee that many successful political campaigns are now using armies of undead posters to attempt to sway public opinion. And if they don't post just right, as organically as possible, the amount of cringe, of pain that will be felt just by looking at it, immeasurable. We have another from Massachusetts official. These guys are the stars of this video. It is a tweet thread. I'm not going to name all the people because it's multiple things. It says, Ben Shapiro PFP, profile picture. The response is from the Ben Shapiro profile picture. It says, the fact you don't see it's satirical is hilarious. And then there's a response that says, you literally talk like him, dog. He's taking over your ass like the symbiote. Also really true. This is something that I think about quite a bit. It's something that I think became very noticeable. It's on my reading list, this book called The Pike. The Pike talks about this, talks about Gabriel D'Annunzio, how people started talking like him, dressing like him. He was in many ways the first celebrity. And the content that you watch is going to affect the way you talk, the way you communicate. It's huge. It's really important. And it's not just, you know, the meme words. It's the cadence, the tone in which you speak. It is influenced by the media that you consume. Much in the way that in comic books and things, you know, a parasite or a symbiote overtakes somebody. Addictive, mimetic content acts that way. We have Real Rudy Giuliani reposting another Instagram post, and it says, it's Fred Flintstone next to this quote. Are there any females left that will say thank you when somebody holds the door open for you? This is one of the ultimate boomer memes. For some reason, boomers love cartoons. They love the Flintstones. They really love Tweety Bird. They love Looney Tunes. Honestly, I should dig deeper. I've done so much Gen Z and millennial meme analysis. I should really be digging into why boomers love Looney Tunes, why they love Fred Flintstone, and use them to express these deeply boomer opinions. Not the enlightened boomer. The enlightened boomer does not even know what Instagram is. He'd be like, oh, is that a Nintendo? You play with your Nintendo, kiddo? But no, this and then this idea that there was chivalry in the time of boomers, there was not. And finally, our final meme. This one has no caption, and it came from I don't know where. It is a picture of a Taco Bell meal. Perhaps a chalupa, a burrito, sauce, and a Baja Blast with bows. And I've seen it captioned Coquette Taco Bell. This is commentary on something I've talked about in videos previously. I think it was in the witches video, where coquettes will aestheticize anything. I think this is good, though. I kind of like this. I think making your life aesthetic, even in the mundane, this is very good. I mean, in a lot of ways, I do think that this is what, you know, the goddess of the coquettes, Lana Del Rey, does beautifully in her music, you know, by romanticizing things that everybody has experienced, by romanticizing the mundane, which in a lot of ways is what I try to do. When I show you the meaning in memes, when I show you the meaning in going to a fast food restaurant or a store, I hope that you can tap in to feel that kind of magic when you do something so simple. Magic does not need to be, you know, insanely far away. You don't need to travel to Egypt to do magic. You don't need to go to India to get enlightened. You could get enlightened in a parking lot. It's true. You could get enlightened in Owl's Head Park in Brooklyn, New York. But the first step is to remember that memes matter.